Welcome to the Perfin Podcast, Creativity, Scents, Inspirations. She has a vivid passion for scents and cultures. A professional perfumer living creativity in all aspects of her life and work. Today is with us Joëlle Leroux-Patry. Welcome, Joëlle.
Thank you very much, Elena, to give me the opportunity to speak about my passion, perfumery.
Thank you. Thanks to you. And so, can you tell, how did you decide to become a perfumer? Did you discover your passion very early?
Not so early, but I had the chance that my mother owned a beauty salon where I could smell and discover various perfumes and cosmetics. Yeah. And this is where, in fact, my interest and passion for fragrances started, thanks to my mother, I would say. At that time, when I was young, I collected a lot of miniature bottles, you know. The ultimate dream as a young girl was to create a cosmetic cream for my mother, combining the most beautiful scent and the most beautiful texture that I could imagine for her. That was my dream, in fact. And this is why I studied chemistry at first, to better understand the chemical structure behind scent and texture. And then I entered the ISICA in Versailles, you know, the perfumery school, sure. In 1998. It was a long time ago. And after 2 years of training at ISICA, to meticulously understand all the scent creation from a technical and theoretical perspective. Then I joined the fragrance industry and I worked first on a variety of different periods of exploration to Asia, but also I came back to Europe. And I have been influenced, I would say, by different landscapes, as you said in your introduction, and culture.
Yeah.
And I returned to France in 2012. To rekindle a little bit my love and interest in the subtleties, I would say, of the fine fragrance industry in Grasse and in Paris. Yeah. And then Le Parfumeur Français, where we met, in fact, in 2019, I created Le Parfumeur Français to tailor-make fragrances for those interested in discovering a bespoke fragrance creation.
Surely. So everything began with your mother in some way, a passion for someone you loved and you love surely a lot. This is beautiful. I was just reminding myself that I also began to play with herbs for my mother mostly. So yeah.
That's a sign of destiny, I guess, also.
And what about traveling? You had lived in China and Indonesia. How these cultures have enriched you in any way?
For me, to travel is to live, really. I'm convinced about that. So in China, I learned to build bridges and not walls, because we can only give what we have by what we receive or cultivating us. And this is something that I learned from China. So it was an exceptional experience living there. And it's a little bit in my heart, my second country, I would say. Mm. In Indonesia, I realized that wellness, happiness, was a balance between personal and professional life, and that there are many things we cannot control. This is what I remember from Indonesia. So better to let them pass, because time is a great master, you know. So passing days regulates things naturally. So this is what I remember from my Indonesian experience. And the most important thing is to live fully in the present moment. So both of my expatriations brought me a lot, in fact, and made me grow, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, also, I think that building bridges is really much, much important. And also the present. We are not so used to live in the present, I think. Also about perfumes, we often say that they are connected to the past, but I think that perfumery is a lot about the present moment, the pleasure also of the present moment.
I fully agree. Catching the, yeah, the present moment and bringing joy now. We don't mind yesterday or tomorrow. What we need is to feel good now, because we don't know about tomorrow. I agree about that.
Yeah. And so can you tell us a little bit about your creative process?
I tell you a lot about my creative process. It won't be long, but I'm going to try to be to tell it shortly. One of the most precious privileges as an independent perfumer is my total freedom and time in the elaboration of the creation. Before that, I don't have that freedom totally, and I don't have time to make it as I want. So today, I would say that, and it's a sentence that I repeat in each interview, and that's super important for me, to compose a perfume is to write using heartbeats of scents. And I strongly believe in that. It's always a matter of love. The starting point was love, but then I go on with love. I mean, we cannot do good things. We cannot work well if we don't enjoy our work. So for me, that's super important. And the process of composition, if I have to go into details, we have to realize that this process of composition is time consuming and super meticulous. This is not something industrial going fast. So it begins with the thrill for me and the excitement of experimentation.
Sure.
To start the project with all my passion and allowing myself to let go of the rules and express my ideas freely, to transcribe emotions in the language of scent. I don't know if I'm clear or not, but this is really how it starts for me. And then I repeat it because it's super important for me. This process of creation cannot be rushed.
Yeah.
Being sacred to the fulfillment of the final scent. The creative method really requires extreme levels of concentration and a lot of determination too, I think. Yeah. And exacting standards to ensure that the, the resulting fragrance is the expression of my creative ideals.
I think it's a kind of, you need the discipline and you need creativity too. It's like connecting this both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But at the first step, you need to explore. You need to be super curious, I would say. And then in a second step, once a shape for the final fragrance has been more or less reached, then it begins the rigorous and super disciplined, as you said, process of honing the composition, the fine tuning. So I will test at that stage. I will reformulate and test again until I'm satisfied that the fragrance is accomplished, balanced, and both pleases, delights, and delights the clients at the end. So that's a super important step for me, these two steps. One, we take time. This is time for reflection, for thinking, for exploration, and the second time is more about the formulation by balancing, adjusting all my ingredients. And it's also, for me, super important to always connect with my client. So I created Le Parfumeur Franchet, the workshop and the studio where I welcome my clients, like a refuge, in fact, a kind of safe place where ideas can be given and creation are sculpted, I would say.
Yeah.
I hope that people can. Yeah. And it's close to, situated next door to the workshop. There is the studio, a kind of apartment where clients can come and they really experience an immersion in my world, in fact. And this is something which is very important for me. I open the door of the world of fragrance creation. For me, it's something that I don't want to keep secret, in fact. More we exchange and more generous I am, more I receive. And then it helps me a lot to create in return. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So absolutely. This is super important for that immersion. And yeah, I let the client, I hope, getting to know both myself and also my materials.
It's really about meeting a soul in some way, I'm thinking.
Taking time to know better each other, because you cannot be in the brain of other people. I would like to satisfy everybody just by a few words, an exchange of few words, but it doesn't work like that. You cannot guess all the expectations. And it's not only by saying that you understand and can translate properly, in fact, into fragrance. For me, and maybe it's the same for other creators, I need to spend time. I need something much more than words. And words are super important. I don't say that it's not important. But the encounters, the time spent together for me is even better, even more inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah, please. No, I agree completely. I really agree. I can really understand.
I have to say something. I'm very proud of it. Not proud, but super happy, in fact. In autumn 2021, the workshop and the studio will be complemented by the perfumer's garden, which is currently under construction. It will start at the end of August. But they will. This garden, in fact, will allow my clients to be fully immersed in the perfume creation process. Not only discovering the essence of ingredients on the smelling strips, but also connect with its origins, its beauty into the garden. So from the plant to the bottle. And for me, it's important because it's also a starting point. You cannot just show the last facet of the perfumery. If you want to really experience it, you need to experience from the nature to the bottle. So it's a big project for me. It really gives sense to my job to be in the middle of the nature and to share that with my client.
Yes. I thought about this also when I worked with aromatherapy, that we always see small bottles. But we really need to see the origins of what we are doing or what we are using. Yes, absolutely. And this, I think that this project about the garden is beautiful because, as you were saying, it's a way to immerse, to really touch in some way this source, this origin. So this is really beautiful.
And it's a good education also, you know, because you can explain why there is the difference between the fresh vegetal rose and then the essential oil or the absolute you are smelling in comparison.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes people are disappointed. You make them smell the essential oil of rose, and they say, but it doesn't smell like the flower. So it's the opportunity to explain, to compare. So I think it's super rich as an experience.
Absolutely. And so do you have a favorite botanical scent?
In the bushes of patchouli. This is something I like very much because I was living in Indonesia too. So I was in the middle of this scent and it was everywhere around me. And this ingredient has for me something unique and is a perfume by itself. So it's why I love it so much. I love this earthy, humid, woody facet and his hint of dark chocolate and aromatic note also with camphoraceae. So I like patchouli very much, but I have to add that I'm very emotional when I see a poppy flower, because I tell you my secret story. My father used to building up little dancing dolls for me from the poppy flowers. And it was magical for me because when we were in the nature, in the fields, and he can see the poppy flower, I know that he was preparing the doll for me. And I was waiting for that with a lot of impatience, you know. And when he showed me and he offered to me that little doll with the poppy made from the poppy flower, it was a lot of emotion for me. It was a super... This memory in my mind is super precious, super precious. And as you may also know, poppy flowers have no botanical scent.
Yeah.
So today, I love to say that I could imagine the fragrance and I could compose to translate the emotion with my dad into a poppy flower scent. This is something super emotional. So poppy flower, definitely, because of the doll made by my dad.
Mm. Oh, this is beautiful. This is really beautiful. So I can think about the color and how all this could be.
With the petals, it was the dress of the doll and the pistil. I don't know if it's right when I say that in English. Was the head, in fact. I don't know if you can imagine. So the dress with the green and then the red petals. And I was playing with that. It's a little dancing doll that I remember very well. That's my story for the my favorite botanic.
this is beautiful, truly. And so, about perfumes, what do you think perfumes can do for people? I mean, how scents are so important in our lives?
I can only speak about my own experience and what perfume brings to me. Perfumes first brings me joy. I wake up in the morning every day and I think I'm super lucky to be a perfumer all day long. So I think, whoa. And it has so many benefits depending on what I need or how I feel. They are true Madeleine of Proust, of course. It can bring me confidence, make me feel secure when needed, depending on the perfume I wear, of course. When I go out with my husband, it will make me feel even more desirable, irresistible, I hope so. And really, perfume really is an extension of myself, a part of my DNA, I would say. And what I want to project and convey to others, but also to myself. So it is really a part of me. I could not imagine my life without it. Some perfumers would tell you, I smell all day long in my house, in my home. I don't want any. I want an unscented atmosphere. I could not. I would have the feeling to be in a place which is not mine. And even when I go for holidays in a villa or in an apartment, I always bring perfume to spray into the place just to have the feeling it's a little bit of me here. And I feel like at home, in fact. Super important, the scent in my life. And there are, I really believe that familiar scent will always make us feel secure and safe. Remember maybe your mother's skin. Even if we were babies, but when you meet again your mom, you feel good. You cannot explain it, but I'm sure that it's partly due to her scent too, for sure. So the smell of my children is one of the most precious memory too I have, especially after the COVID-19, the crisis, and for the ones who lost their sense of smell, it showed how critical it connects us to our environment, surrounding. So to the people we love, to everything we feel and how precious it is. I think really it's the best demonstration. The last months we spent with masks and without olfactory connection to others. No, it's simple, it's super important. Scents are super important in my life.
Absolutely, yes. Also about this connection that scents give, it's so true. We are, we understand people and places through scents in some way. It's something we can't live without. I agree completely. And it's very deep also. Maybe deeper than we can think. It's really powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, it's deeper because we are not conscious all the time. But the brain, yes, absorb all the odors and make them as memories while we do not realize it. This is the magical of perfumery, I think.
Yes. And so is there any scent that has helped you going through a difficult moment of your life?
To be current with what I said before, I would say the scent of my home, sweet home, and overall the skin odor of my beloved.
Yeah.
This is the most reassuring odor in my life. when I want to feel good and like protected, and when my time is difficult and I want to feel it better and less difficult, I have to be at my place, smelling my home and smelling my beloved.
Yeah. I was also really thinking how we lived in the last 1 year and a half, more or less, and how maybe really scents can help us to gain back in some way, to find again all those feelings and emotions, because a lot has been not lost, but in some way we have been challenged on this aspect. Yeah. Yes,
and
absolutely.
To keep creativity high and alive, we have to smell. As a perfumer, I have to smell. Never stop smelling to get inspiration. I could not consider that it's okay, everything is in my brain and that's all. No, I need to be fed by new odors, or even old odors or common odors. I never stop smelling. It's super important for me. I'm driven by curiosity, seeking out new experiences, new modes of expression, new ideas and connection. And my connection are most of them olfactory connection with the world
yes.
around me. So, and I need that to be able to transform this into perfectly balanced fragrances, which spread a sense of peace, happiness, and satisfaction of the people who wear my fragrance. I hope.
Yeah, and so would you like to share any online resources that a perfume lover can check for further exploration? Also your website, of course.
Yes,
of course.
Not my website, not at all. But first I would say, people, look at the world around you with wonder. That's for me super important. All this beauty around us that sometimes we take for granted, and that we should discover again and again, in fact. It's the first big source of inspiration before website and before other information. Art gallery, cinema, music trigger creativity. So I really encourage people to be curious and to connect to emotion with this fashion or cinema or art, everything, because emotion nourishes creativity. It's super important. The perfume creation is always connected to a story, and to have a story you have to experiment, you have to enjoy life, and you have to to convey them into a perfume. But yes, I have some recommendation about online resources. I know that Francis Curgeon recently created the Perfumum Endowment Fund, created recently in 2019. And it has been born from the sincere will to do of the perfume heritage a footprint, a patrimony, an heritage, and a support to see beyond and to be set in motion. I just repeat here what they say on their website, but that's for me the something online that everybody should refer to.
Yeah,
but I think also of Wiki Parfum, which has been released recently, about a kind of encyclopedia for the perfume and everything. The Ne magazine community or Parfum is also something that you could refer to. Never be full of things. Be curious, I mean, and find things by yourself too. Be curious. But this is what I could advise like that. But it's only a few among a lot.
No, yeah. Yes, I also really resonate with the idea of wonder. I also think for my creativity that wonder is really fundamental. It's something that you have to begin with in some way, because it's like being open to the world in some way, to emotions and to feelings too. And also, I agree really that sometimes we don't see what we have in our environments. Maybe we look very far, or we just find something online, but maybe we could really see our environment with new eyes or a new nose, let's say.
I agree that you are right. There is a difference between looking at something and seeing something. You need, one more time, we come back to the beginning. We need to take time. And it's not just at a glance. It's not like a... so, yeah, fully agree. Just take time to put your eyes on something. Don't consider that you know everything and you have seen everything already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, be open-minded, I would say.
Yeah, maybe being open is really something we should not forget.
Curious.
Yeah. So thank you, Joël, for this interview. And thank you to our listeners.
Yeah, thanks to the listeners.
You listen to the Perfume Podcast. If you're interested in creativity coaching, scents and aromatherapy, please check my website fiordicamomilla.org.